With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As the number of measles cases in the U.S. keeps growing, local health officials are encouraging people to check their vaccination status. There are currently 378 confirmed cases in 17 states, including two deaths. None of those are in Wisconsin. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Of the confirmed measles cases in the U.S., 95% of people that got sick were either unvaccinated or their vaccination status was unknown. There's no treatment specifically for measles. Doctors can give supportive care to treat the symptoms. The best way for people to protect themselves from the measles is to get the MMR vaccine. Fewer kids are getting it. In 2013, roughly 90% of children in northern Wisconsin had one dose of the MMR vaccine by the time they were 24 months old. By 2023, that number dropped to 80%. Elizabeth Rulin is an Oneida County Health Department public health nurse.
Don't be afraid to reach out to your provider or reach out to the health department or, you know, whoever you seek care from to, you know, ask questions.
Symptoms of the measles include fever, cough, runny nose, watery eyes, and a rash that typically starts around the head and spreads to the rest of the body. The disease can lead to other complications like pneumonia, eye damage, brain swelling, seizures, and even death. Measles is highly contagious. All it takes is for someone infected to cough, sneeze, or even just breathe in a space close to you.
And it can actually stay in the air for up to 2 hours after someone were to like cough or sneeze. So that's kind of tricky. You know, you go to the store and it's been almost 2 hours or whatever, you know, that you pass somebody and that virus could still be up in the air.
Rulin urges people to check their vaccination records and talk to their healthcare provider if they have any concerns about their status. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A woman is dead and two men are injured after a single car crash in Gogebic County that led to an arrest for operating while intoxicated. According to the Wakefield Post of the Michigan State Police, a call came in for a rollover crash on M-64 in Marinesco Township Wednesday night around 11:20. State police say the car was going south on 64 when the driver lost control of the vehicle and it rolled. A 45-year-old Bessemer woman was ejected from the front passenger seat. She died in the crash. The passenger in the back seat was treated and released from Aspirus Ironwood Hospital. The driver, a 57-year-old Marinesco man, was treated for minor injuries. He was then arrested for operating while intoxicated, causing death. The crash remains under investigation. The Rhinelander District Library and its foundation have hit the $1 million mark in raising funds for library upgrades. It's part of a goal to raise $7 million for a comprehensive renovation and expansion project. Library Director Virginia Roberts says the achievement is more than a number. She says it represents a decade of careful planning, community dedication, and a shared vision for what the library can become. Improvements planned include modernizing the children's area, creating new meeting spaces, main-level restrooms, replacing the elevator, making the entrances ADA compliant, replacing windows, and other essential maintenance upgrades. You can learn more about the fundraising campaign at the Rhinelander District Library Foundation website. Political antics go on with the pivotal Wisconsin Supreme Court race less than a week away. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
In the weeks leading up to the April 1st election, the state has seen bloated partisan-backed campaigns, swirling misinformation, and incentives that border on bribes. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to reshape state elections with changes like proof of citizenship requirements days before Wisconsin voters take to the polls. Brett Etkins with Stand Up America says it all reflects the climate stoked by the country's leaders.
So it's no surprise that they're trying that playbook again in Wisconsin. And what it still comes down to is a really basic question. Do we want a MAGA court in Wisconsin? Do we want a Supreme Court bought and paid for by Elon Musk?
Groups tied to Musk have poured about $17 million into backing candidate Brad Schimmel, while Susan Crawford's campaign reports a total $24 million in funding, with notable contributions from billionaire George Soros. Overall spending has surpassed all records for judicial races and is expected to reach $100 million. Most state elections don't garner mass attention, but Etkins says in the battleground swing state, outcomes have national implications.
Where Wisconsin goes, so goes the country. What's at stake in Wisconsin are ensuring that we have free and fair elections in 2026 and 2028.
The High Court has become the referee for some of the most hotly debated election rules, narrowly rejecting then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's lawsuit to overturn the 2020 election results. And last year, the court reversed gerrymandered maps and restored ballot drop boxes. Lucy Ripp with A Better Wisconsin Together says voters need to cut through the chaos and remember why the election matters.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court exists to uphold and protect our constitutional rights and freedoms in Wisconsin. And so it's really important that we pay attention to who we are electing to the court.
Cases about abortion access, the rights of voters with disabilities, non-citizen voting, and the legality of drop boxes are just some the High Court could see, as well as a lawsuit concerning one of Musk's companies, Tesla. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Billionaire Elon Musk says a Wisconsin voter has been awarded $1 million. The announcement comes just days before the conclusion of a fiercely contested state Supreme Court election. Musk announced the payment to a Green Bay man on Wednesday night on his social media platform X. The upcoming election Tuesday will determine whether the court will remain under 4-3 liberal control or flip to a conservative majority. A spokesman for the Democratic-backed candidate called the payment corrupt and disgraceful to our state and judiciary. The race has become a referendum on Musk and the first months of President Donald Trump's administration. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.